Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, during the breaks on the TV feed, we put InfoWars.com up, we put up PrisonPlanet.com, some of the other websites, our Twitter, Real Alex Jones, Facebook and things. And I'll be looking at the images from the news, and I know what the Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden Brigade, and different jihadi flags are. The black flags, what they say in Arabic. I've learned the flag of my enemy, as anybody with half a brain would do. And it's so offensive when I'm watching CNN or whatever to see all these flags everywhere and then to have Kerry going, oh, there's no Al-Qaeda. Remember last week in the House hearing, there's no Al-Qaeda. And then Putin starts laughing at him going, what an incredible liar. And it really is embarrassing for my country. And I think it's embarrassing for Israel, too. And it's very embarrassing to people that have not been anti-Israel. You can debate whether it was good to found Israel or what's happened since or some of the colonial policies and things like that. But I don't hate Israel. And I've had friends and family that have been to Israel. Some people are really nice. And they've gone to some of the other countries and they say it's not nice. I mean, my whole deal is I'm not into the religion of hating Israel. But, man, it makes it really hard to just mildly criticize Israel. And then to have, you know, the ADL groups like that say, oh, Jones must be anti-Semitic. And, you know, to see the media, it's anti-Semitic if you don't turn your guns in. To see people's goodwill used by the collectivist lobbies out there and AIPAC and others to not just try to take people's rights in the Middle East away, but try to take mine away. I guess it secured the political rear guard for Israel firsters. Well, I'm not for Israel first. I am for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the Second Amendment. But at the same time, I don't support Iran saying blow up Israel. See, once things get radicalized, everybody thinks they can act however they want. I don't want to attack Syria, but it doesn't mean I'm anti-Israel. It means I'm pro-justice and pro-peace. And I talked about this some of this in the last hour. It's a moral way for people to feel superior to say, well, you don't want to turn your guns in. You're anti-black. You say, what does that have to do with being anti-black? Actually, the Klan was anti-black owning guns, and the NRA was set up to train blacks how to use guns. And they go, shut up, cracker. You see that with the Fox Sports guy and others. Because the people saying it, no, it's not true. That's a weapon for them. It's like, doesn't matter. I got the race bomb here. I'm going to use this on you. And that's who's really sick, is the people that use all this division to control people. And for those of us that are informed, it's completely evident what's happening. It's absolutely evident what's happening. And the globalists are deindustrializing. They use weapons inspections to wreck all the factories, to basically bring in Agenda 21 in Iraq and in places like Libya, where they're not even allowed, again, to have chlorine for their water supply. They're not allowed to have any civilization because it can be used for weapons. I mean, that's what the globalists want, including everybody in the West. Everyone is going to be deindustrialized. Everyone is going to be put back in the Stone Age to be controlled, and then Obama and the globalists and the robber barons, they're going to fly around in their jet copters and their Air Force Ones and their red carpets like gods above us, and they're going to get the life extension technologies. And then they don't put movies out explaining that the globalists are using collectivism, selectively enforced, to create an Elysium-type society. They sell the idea that collectivism and government-run healthcare will give you access to Elysium, the golden fields of the gods. The golden fields of the gods, space, and humanity being unleashed. But the globalists don't want that. They want dark ages. They are enemies of the Renaissance. We'll be back. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, we're now into the second hour. Alex Jones here. We have the amazingly good news that Assad and the Syrian government has agreed to have the Russians oversee the chemical weapons officially and to have the world government in the UN to see that they're dismantled. Now, in a way, that's bad news. Another sovereign country will then have its weapons taken. They'll continue to inject al-Qaeda forces in and probably stage chemical weapons later and say Assad did it. Just like they had Saddam give up all his weapons and then still set him up, lied about weapons, and came in. So they get you to give the weapons up so you can't defend yourself. Then they come in and take you out later. But at least it looks like they're not doing it now. And they've got the six Russian ships and a couple Chinese ships and a whole bunch of NATO and U.S. ships all facing off against each other. So it is really good news to de-escalate this. And now we can start moving that DEFCON down a little bit. Because I'd say, you know, if I had a real DEFCON, they're saying it's been a DEFCON 5 or 4. One is nuclear war. I'd say the real DEFCON's been about 3 or 2. I mean, it's been really bad Cuban Missile Crisis level type stuff. And just thank God things are going in a good direction right now. We need to now have public pressure to not have the West train al-Qaeda rebels, al-Nusra and others, out of four countries surrounding beleaguered and bedraggled Syria. It is extremely immoral that for almost 3 years they've been injecting al-Qaeda. That's the main force into the country. And they are, I mean, I have articles up on Infowars.com and the videos where the al-Qaeda forces are all flying the black flag. Now, folks, you know what the black flag means. You go back thousands of years ago, it varied, but the black flag meant no quarter. It's the opposite of the white flag. And so they started putting skull and crossbones or daggers or the image of blood dripping to mean we're not just going to kill everybody when we take your ship if you don't give up right now. We're going to torture everyone. That's what skulls on your uniform means, that historically. The plague is a purple flag with a black spot on it? It varies. But the point is that when you see al-Qaeda that has black flags and it says in Arabic what brigade they're part of, I mean, it's Bin Laden Brigade 1, Bin Laden Brigade, you know, Bin Laden Forever Brigade this. There are scores of different brigades. And I've gone and looked up, because they have online military sites that show what the different flags are. And the flags, when they have cross swords on it, basically say, we are going to kill everyone. Convert or die. And they're going into Catholic villages and Orthodox Christian villages in Syria right now. This is happening yesterday and today. And you'll have hundreds killed in one village. You'll have a village of 23. One person gets out. Some of them are shooting video. And they come in on loudspeaker. And they say, come out. And then they say, convert. And even when people convert, they say, I don't believe it, and chop children up, their feet first, their arms, and then their head. And those articles are on Infowars.com. That's Spanish news. That's Dutch news, German news, Italian news. Precious little girls dismembered while they're still alive by Obama's psychopathic Syrian rebels. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you can go find the videos. We've got links to the sites that have them. We're not putting them on our site. You watch kids getting chopped up by people in al-Qaeda uniforms with al-Qaeda patches, and you look at how sick these guys are in the eyes, and I tell you, our government is so evil. And then I've seen neocons and also liberals on neocon, but mainly liberal sites. I'm not going to plug them. You can go find them. Just type my name into news. You'll find the articles attacking me. And they're going, hey, tinfoil head, big deal, we have abortion. So what if they're killing kids? That's pretty much a paraphrased quote I read this morning. You can go to people's profiles and stuff on YouTube. These are real people. They're the minority of the military, but they're like, hey, you poofer, so you like Assad. So people are going to get killed taking out his Islamic filth. And there's comments like, oh, you right-winger Republicans don't like what Obama's doing. He's fixing things. And it's just like, wow, wow. And then this argument of, oh, so what? To see them do this to the people, and I have empathy for little Muslim children, for Zoroaster children that predate Christianity, the Alawites, and I mean, they are killing them. They are shelling their villages. And then the videos, they come in, they're flying black flags. And of course, if you don't know what basic heraldry is or basic naval communication, Or basic tower communication. I mean, it's different cultures, but it's basically the same. The black flag says we're going to kill everybody, no quarter. And then it says in Arabic different things. But you will convert or die. And it's got the swords crossed. We're going to chop your head off. And, of course, they say everyone's animals, so they rape the women. They rape the children. They torture the fathers. They make the fathers car bomb. Or they'll kill their families. And this is all going on. And I've got to look at Obama up there and the weirdo so-called left media that if I say I don't want to turn my guns in, I'm a racist. When they're just using that as a weapon. It makes me disgusted. And I'll tell you this, God bless our military that is finally completely waking up and going public. And we even had one of the guys on that did the Facebook and the Twitter saying he will not work for al-Qaeda. He will not be al-Qaeda's military, boots on the ground. Remember 2 weeks ago, the media said our stories weren't true. They said they were fake. Of course, now CNN's saying, and MSNBC, let's arrest some of these people. These are real. We can't have them refuse to help Al-Qaeda chop little five-year-old girls' heads off after they rape them. I mean, what's America going to do if we don't let Al-Qaeda murder children? And the sickest thing is the phone calls to the office and the emails of people going, Alex, I've liked you for years, but you're being anti-Semitic because you're against elements in Israel supporting this. I'm against the U.S. doing it. I'm against Germany being involved, France, England, the U.S., Israel. I mean, I just morally look at something, and I don't look at what color somebody is or what religious background they've got. And people need to stop thinking like gang members and start thinking about right and wrong, people. That's why they inject all this race stuff, so you and religious division is so that they can put you in your group and not make it about being a moral person. It's so fundamental. That's why they inject all this race stuff. That's why they hype it 24/7. I'm going to come back and go to Steve, Joe, William, Jim, Good Crisis, and others. The toll-free number to join us in this hour is 800-259-9231. But I have prayed multiple times daily on my knees. I don't normally pray on my knees, folks. I usually sit in a chair, you know, at like 5 a.m. in the morning and pray about it. When I wake up and feel moved by the Spirit, that's when it generally happens, this incredible discernment. But I have just felt moved to get on my knees and ask God to open the eyes of people so we can repent. I want to go to this clip put out by Second City, founded by the great folks like John Candy and others. I want to go ahead and play this clip so we got to break from Second City. Headline, Help Kickstart World War III. I'm going to send this out on Twitter, too. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Irene.
I'm Lisa.
My name is Tom.
I'm a graphic designer.
College freshman.
Stay-at-home mom with a full-time job.
Scholar on social policy and a barista.
And I'm just like you.
I'm an Obama supporter.
I support President Obama.
But the president needs your help.
Our president can't launch into another war without you. And remember, when we voted for him in 2008 and 2012, we promise to support him no matter what.
Together, we can do it.
That's why we here at the Americans for Whatever Barack Obama Wants, Did You Know He's Friends with Jay-Z, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund World War III.
And America is dead-ass broke, so our goal is to raise $1.6 trillion on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's where you come in.
Even a small donation would make all the difference.
World War III is a very important, very progressive war that Obama tells me is very important. So it must be.
When I first saw the president speak in 2008 in a YouTube clip posted to my Facebook page, I knew he was going to be right all the time. So I support World War III and IV and any moon war the president may want to start.
I mean, there is no way that he or the cabal of corporate interests, spy agencies, and shadow bankers that tell him what to do would ever mislead us.
The $1.6 trillion that we raise will help create a war that truly puts the liberal in neoliberal. There will be millions of troops, thousands of organic grass-fed bombs, hybrid Prius tanks, rockets controlled by iPads, and drones that play the Lumineers while they attack.
World War III is not going to be like those other Republican wars fought on just 1% of the world. This war is going to be fought in 99% of the world.
It'll be everywhere. Russia, China, Africa, Cincinnati, your favorite brunch spot, the one with those kick-ass ranchero breakfast burritos.
Everywhere.
World War III will also be the most social media-focused war ever. It'll be all over Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Pinterest, and whatever eventually replaces Pinterest. And I mean, just think of all the hilarious gifts we can make of cats reacting to their owners' homes being obliterated.
Lots of shock, but tons of awe.
And come on, guys, how good will Michelle's arms look in sleeveless army fatigues?
A lot of great rewards for our donors. If you donate $10 to the World War III Project, you'll get a shout out on social media.
#thank you.
A $25 donation will get you a piece of rubble from a war-torn Middle Eastern country kissed by Senator Lindsey Graham.
A $100 donation gets you a day pass to leave your local refugee camp.
You'll probably end up in a refugee camp, but it'll have free Wi-Fi.
And a $10 million donation gets you your own senator for a year.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
What?
Because Obama. It's even more powerful. It's even more powerful. Hey, just tell the internet guys to send it out. Send that out. It's posted on Infowars.com. I want to send that out on the Twitter because that's important. And I'm going to be on air, so I guess I can't broadcast and tweet. But that video definitely says it all, and that's the exact type of humor that once I'm able to launch the new TV studio and get some of the new crew trained, we're going to be doing more humor because that definitely gets the message across to people. But in the final equation, it's not funny. It's very, very serious, but you can only reach a lot of the trendies and folks out there by using humor. And I think that that piece absolutely says it all. Let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. Joe, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Sorry, I'm on my cell. You buzzed out for a second.
That's all right, brother. You're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that that NPR voice you referred to, there's a scientific name for that. It's called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR. And if you look that up online, there's tons of YouTube videos. There's
I know. Everybody's been into it for over a decade. And NLP, whatever you want to call it, and the general public's already in a trance. And so that type of programming works on them, and they show statistically that people are in lower brainwaves. They're in a near sleep-like trance. That's why people are more suggestible after 60 years of television, because they've been programmed to be suggestible. And that's why so many business people, so many politicians, the head of the NSA, they all talk to you like this, and I catch people doing it to me all the time, and I'll go, what, you've read NLP books? And they're like, yeah, I'm trying it on you. And I'm like, hey, don't work on me. You know, it's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi says, you know, the Force can be a powerful ally on the weak-minded, but it doesn't work on Jabba the Hutt, folks. So, absolutely. But go ahead and make your point. No, NPR on record has a trained NLP staff nationally, and I've been told that they train them locally in most areas, or they pick people that already talk in that simpering voice. And of course, they've done this for decades with the classical music announcers, where you find yourself in a trance, and they're like, and now we're going to have the music of Wagner, followed by Bach, and then we're going to have some Ludwig van Beethoven here in the Eighth Symphony in D minor. Don't forget that September is the month for your donations. And I can't even do the voice they do, but you catch yourself like ready to jump into a vat of acid if they order you to do so. But go ahead, sir.
I first discovered it with there was a PBS show when I was a kid. Bob Ross used to teach you how to paint Happy Little Trees. And that's where I first came across it. But, yeah, it's called the Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or sometimes known as Attention-Induced Euphoria. And it's been studied for a long time now.
I know it has. You know, I naturally learned about this because I did retail off and on some in high school. And I wasn't bad-looking either. I looked like I was about 25 when I was, like, 17. And women would come up to the line, and I would be tired or whatever and calm. And I would say, man, here's your change. That's $3. And if you just talk real soft to women especially, they'd say, I want your phone number right now. But, I mean, it's real. You can, if you start talking, sometimes I'll get tired even now, and I'll start talking to women in that voice. And it's not on purpose, but you're absolutely right. That's what's going on. Maybe I should start doing the voice like that. All right, folks, we're going to be going to break here in a moment. Is there anything? Yes, this won't work on you, William, but William, is there anything else you'd like to say? Oh, I'm sorry, we're not talking to William yet. I'm sorry, Joe, is there anything else there?
No, I prefer when you scream at the top of your lungs, personally.
Well, that's what I do. I'm not Mr. Slick, though I could be. What if I had like an alter ego called Mr. Slick that came in maybe once a week and promoted the New World Order? Like wear trendy little glasses or something? How's that sound?
Dressed like a hipster?
Absolutely. In fact, guys, pull that up. I forgot the name of it because I did read some of the boil downs of NLP and things like that. And we do this naturally. I mean, I'm a good storyteller, so I'll describe things, you know, using an analogy, an allegory for radio. It's just theater of the mind. Again, this isn't so much about how people are talking. It's that the public has been put artificially into a trance by the electromagnetic flicker of the television set. But real quick, Joe, what was the point you were getting into? What's the name specifically? Because I've forgotten that term, so we can look that up.
It's ASMR for short, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a physical sensation characterized by a pleasurable tingling that typically begins in the head and scalp and often moves down through the spine and the limbs.
Absolutely. And that's what hypnotists can do.
Yes.
But it's the old thing of the guy at the bar, if he's been talking to a girl for about an hour, you know what, how about we just get out of here? You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of it's just like Fonzie trying to act cool. And if you're aware of it, it's a joke. I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's exactly what's going on. There's hundreds of different sciences of propaganda that the true masters fuse together. And the only way to respond to it is just to activate your survival response, tell yourself you're under enemy attack, tell your brain to start analyzing enemy attack profiles, and your brain will switch into warfare mode, and then none of this stuff works anymore. God bless you. Good to hear from you. That is our tactic, is just the full frontal assault to all this. Hey, I don't care how slick it is or how you doll it up or how many war whores you get up there with sex tapes pushing the Assyria attack. We see through you. You're the enemy. You're giving us no quarter. No quarter for you. Charge. Let's talk to William in West Virginia. William, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm a ex-Marine, field artillery. I've been a listener for a year now. I just like to make a point about what you just said. You're exactly right. You know, I believe that everybody now, at least the more intelligent and freedom-loving Americans, are starting to recognize these people for what they are. That's obvious. But like you said, once you start to see them and listen to them, I think that you've basically come upon the conclusion that this is not just evil in the regular sense of the word. This is a type of evil that is biblical, almost demon-possessed evil.
Well, there's no almost about it. When the deeper you study this, you then discover that they know this and they believe this. Even if an atheist doesn't believe it, the globalists are spiritualists. They serve the dark side for power. And they believe they're channeling spirits. And yes, the Bible calls it the mystery of evil. They are animated by an unseen hand, by an animating force. But we are animated by the opposite force. You see, that's why I say the way to beat them is having the spirit of liberty. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's what was so awesome about how you went in and you blew up that whole cremation of care thing. And that's what got me when I saw that, you know, and from there I just kind of caught on everything and ran with it. But my one question for you right now is that we have a lot of people, I believe, that are feeling just like me and, you know, listening to you and people like you, and they're angry, especially with these events that have just happened. Now, how are we going to be able to organize these people and establish the type of communications so that when it does come time for us to actually take action, whether it be through legal avenues or even, you know, God forbid, actually having to fight to protect our rights? You know, what if, you know, they take away the internet or I can't hear you anymore? You know, I don't have the capabilities you have to reach out to the people who are like me to get us together to make a change.
That's the big question. How do we organize? I think we're doing it. You touch those you have access to. I touch those I have access to. We all build circles of more aware people who then feed off each other to build each other up, not tear each other down. And by the way, I've been saying this for the last week that I believe the number one stage terror attack they may stage is a chemical attack out of Syria against Israel. The Russian government is now reporting that the rebels are planting a false flag.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. First, we're going to cover the story. RT sources, Syrian rebels planned chem attack on Israel from Assad-controlled territories. Now, I've been telling you for a week, if I was al-Qaeda, that's what I'd do. That's the secret of warfare, folks, is putting yourself in the mind of the enemy and then wargaming out all the scenarios. And now they've got intel, that's what they're planning. Well, of course. In fact, if I was Benjamin Netanyahu and I wanted to take part of Syria for Israel, which is the stated goal here, I would send in some of the rebel-controlled areas so that the jihadis wouldn't upload video bragging about it. That's the problem, is they're not controlled. If I was Benjamin Netanyahu, I would just send in a helicopter or something with a three-man team that's got a smaller medium-range missile or even a long-range, short-range, and I would fire a chemical weapon into Israel. And they're probably going to do that, so just get ready for it. I mean, I war-gamed all that out last week. It's not hard. That's what you do. And then you nuke them, and no one will dare say Israel's wrong. And that'll just be how it goes. And I just tell the truth there, folks. That's what Or they might send in the Saudi Arabians to do it. They might send in the French to do it. French commandos are always popping up doing really amazingly bad stuff. I don't know who's going to do that, but that's what I would do if I was them. I'm not saying the media will spin that. I'm not saying I think that should happen. I'm saying that's what I would do if I was them. So I'm going to go back to that and then your calls in a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Simply Safe, there is some real scum in the alarm industry. Believe me, I have been through this myself. You need to protect your home, but do it right and at the lowest price. Don't ever sign a, quote, freebie alarm contract, because that really costs thousands of dollars in some cases. Get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. And the website's GetSimplySafe.com. One word, GetSimplySafe.com. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. Get my special discount plus a keychain remote, a $25 gift free. GetSimplySafe.com. Almost like a tongue twister. And continuing here, Supernatural Silver, folks, is just amazing, high-quality, beyond colloidal silver products. It's what I and my family use. Pathogens are becoming really hard to kill because of the overuse of antibiotics and viral mutations and other issues, both in bacteria and viruses. They've got a giant line of amazing products. Check them out today on their website where you can find all of their information. SupernaturalSilver.com. One word, SupernaturalSilver.com. And all of these sponsors make our syndicated radio broadcast possible. Please don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com with all the Don't Tread on Me pro Second Amendment shirts, the InfoWars shirts, the Obama Tyrant Joker shirts that are back in limited edition, the Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Work shirts. You wanted it. We now have women's apparel, pink pro Second Amendment shirts that are very popular. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest selection, I made sure, of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated, best price, super high-quality seeds to store, but also to plant in your fall garden, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely amazing selection. See, what we discovered is everybody's in competition with each other, so nobody carries everybody else's seeds. We went out, found the best. Weldon's spent a year on this, and carry like eight different major brands at the lowest price, quite frankly, playing them off against each other to get the lowest price. We have the lowest prices they will let us sell these for, okay? Period. I'm all about win-win-win. So it helps us fund the operation, get the truth out, get you high-quality seeds for great organic quality, and you get a great price. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The best water filters at the lowest prices with promo code WATER. Amazing storable foods deals from eFoods Direct. Everything is up there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, this article is mirrored up on InfoWars.com. And I suggest you go up there and look at it and watch the RT report. But RT sources... Syrian rebels plan chem attack on Israel from Assad-controlled territories. Now, again, I'm not bragging. I just know what I'm talking about. I told you that, what, about 100 times desperately last week? A chemical attack may be launched on Israel by Syrian rebels from government-controlled territories as a major provocation, multiple sources have told RT. That means have told Vladimir Putin. The report comes as Russian foreign minister proposed that Syria put its chemical weapons arsenal under international control for subsequent destruction in order to prevent a possible military strike against the war-torn country. And they've agreed to that, thank God. But don't think the devil's going to stop there, folks. Moscow also urged Syrian authorities to join the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The offer was already been passed over to Syrian foreign minister, who met with the Foreign Minister of Russia in Moscow for talks yesterday. And it goes on to say that their sources are telling them that this is being planned. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality of what we're facing. And there's other false flags they could do as well. The rebels have said that the Saudi Arabian intelligence, and then the ambassador, Bandar Bush, as he's known, did go and meet with the Russians. This came out in the news and said, if you don't back out, we're going to start launching terror attacks on you and the Olympics that's worth billions to you. And they're like, sorry, we already gave you Libya and you promised you'd stop. I mean, they cut Libya loose. They gave that to them. They're saying, you will not stop, and now you're going to attack us anyways, and you've already tried to overthrow Russia. That's why the reset ended. They tried to use fifth column George Soros groups in the last year to overthrow the Russian government. And the globalists don't play games. They've already overthrown the U.S. government. They run all the major governments of the world, and they've never been beaten until now. And, folks, they're not going to give up easily. So I asked the question last week. I even asked callers to call in with your take on it. No one, but one caller out of like 20 would call in and tell me what they thought was going to happen. But I wanted to know what false flags you think they might launch. But if I was the New World Order and all the different interests they've got to do this, I would use Israeli, French, or some NATO group, because they can do it professionally. The jihadis are clowns, because they want to upload videos and be rock stars. They're narcissists of them doing it. So they upload videos of them launching the chemical attacks, cutting children up after raping them. And you know, the West is having a pang of conscience. Our leaders don't. This is very entertaining for them. They love to use the dead children that they clearly kill with the chemical attack to manipulate our heartstrings. But you got all these players from Saudi Arabia to Israel to France to the NATO partners to Obama who's really embarrassed, needs to get this going. It's just a big gang. And believe me, there won't be investigations in Israel about missing funds and bribes that are going on if there's a big war. See, war's good for all these governments. It's just not good for we the people. So let's go to your calls right now. I'm going to go quick now. Jim, listening again in Chicago on 1530 AM. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I got a quick question, and you touched briefly on it. Should this standoff, should Obama back down, which was a huge blessing, is there a possibility, especially with the 9/11 anniversary, of a staged a false flag attack and then Obama just saying, hey, look, I have no choice. I got to go right now. This is it. What's your opinion on that?
Say that again.
Well, let's say, like I just saw on the news, Obama, when he was sidestepping the answers at the G20 summit of him saying, well, would you enter Syria without congressional approval? And he didn't need, you know, he just answered around the question. He didn't say anything, yes or no. My question is, with 9/11 being tomorrow, is it possible they pull a false flag here and then Obama says, hey, look, we can't wait. I have to go. I'm looking out for the American people. And then just jumping into the war right then.
Anything is possible, and I have a bad feeling about tomorrow. It's the anniversary of Benghazi. We'll be here live, Lord willing, covering whatever happens. I think because we're aware of what's happening, any plans that may have been already planned may have changed. It looks like they're kind of resetting right now because everything they touch turns to horse pucky. So my gut is, I was really concerned about 9/11 a few weeks ago. I'm not as concerned now because they're posturing. But also their body language is they're in a tailspin right now. But I do think they're going to reorganize and stage something. And it could be a chemical attack out of Syria tomorrow, launched against Israel or launched against Turkey. Oh, by the way, I forgot about the Turks. They are really pushing for war and have been one of the biggest players putting troops in and having artillery attacks on the Syrian military anytime they try to drive Al-Qaeda out of cities bordering Turkey. So that's another big player. In fact, now that I think about it, the problem is Turkey's further away, though, and it'd be harder for them to get their forces down to the southeast to be able to launch a attack into Israel. The West likes to use jihadi proxies because they can just kill them later or deny it or say, here's the weapons, go do this. But again, they've been doing such a bad job. This is such a big deal. The West tends to do a really big false flag themselves. and not just finance it. I don't know what they're going to do because I don't think they know what they're going to do right now. But it's a good question, Jim.
Well, thank you so much. Keep up the good work. God bless, Alex.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. No, I just try to think like the globalists would think. And they're in their councils right now, and they're conferring with all the different criminal players. There's a whole bunch of them involved in this gang of would-be world dominators to basically figure out how to have this victory. Let's talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I wanted to talk about the serious situation and false flags. But first of all, I wanted to say, as far as you adapting an NPR-like voice, I don't see that ever working because you've got too much testosterone and too much heart. So, you know, just too much manliness to have that kind of voice.
No, but I need to start doing the voice more like, it's time to turn the guns in for the children. We love you. Coming up next on All Things Considered, more on death panels saving America. And then we'll discuss compulsory national service. It's the right thing to do. And then fluoridation, the wonder of the last century. I'm sorry, did you want to add anything, Stephen? Never mind all those FEMA centers we're building. Never mind all the troops in black uniforms. Never mind all the face-scanning cameras. Never mind all your neighbors with cancer. Never mind, Stephen. Did you want to say something, Stephen, about the wicked Assad and how he gassed his own children? You're not for letting him kill more children, are you? Because Kerry said if there's any more deaths, it's your fault, Stephen. Turn your guns in, Stephen. You're the one. You're the one that did Sandy Hook. Gun owners collectively are responsible, Stephen.
Well, I'm going to, you know, what I want to get at is what I believe as far as false flags, and you've alluded to some of that, you know, possibilities overseas. But, you know, with Syria, you gave the analogy about the horse flu situation, and I think of the parable of the scorpion and the fox. You know, this thing lets it up on its back and then finally it gets on its nose and bam, stings it when it told it wasn't gone. Why'd you do that? It's just my nature. You know, you were willing to trust me. And, you know, so the New World Order, I think they're luring Assad through fear and all the pressure and everything to capitulate. And, yeah, it's given some temporary relief. But, you know, like you're saying, we could see an attack, a false flag through Israel. But closer to home, this is what I'm getting at. You had asked about this last week, what I think could occur as far as false flag. I have just a gut feeling, I may be wrong. We haven't seen this yet. We've seen different scenarios in various places, you know, in different times. I'm thinking they may actually come up with a scenario where they're going to do simultaneous multiple false flag attacks here domestically, all around the country, combining probably bombings and shootings.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt they're going to do that in the future. That's on the drawing board and out of the laboratory on the street, because then we can't pin down one event and prove out it was a false flag. Boy, I haven't even said this on air because I don't want to give them ideas, but I'm sure they've already thought of it. That way we can't have our witnesses pinned down that this was fake or that was fake. They hit us with so many. Kind of a blitzkrieg of false flags, the blitzkrieg false flag move, to where they can absolutely grandstand and create a hysteria and then get their anti-gun stuff through, get their open borders through, get their shutdown of the alternative media through, which they're openly announcing, get their cybercom in, absolutely.
Why are you so concerned, Stephen? The government has your best interest at heart. Lay down your arms to Homeland Security. They come in peace, Stephen. They are your friends. It's for the children, Stephen. Don't be afraid, Stephen. Join the team, Stephen. The New World Order loves you, Stephen.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to come back and get some more of your calls, but can we go to Watson's piece about how Dar Assad defend himself. Let's go out to break with the Paul Joseph Watson video he put out yesterday. His special report where he came out and said, it's now time, ladies and gentlemen, to call for Assad's execution. In fact, here's part of that clip.
Assad gave a chilling warning when Charlie asked what kind of retaliation American interests could face if the U.S. launches a strike.
Will it be attacks against American bases in the Middle East if there's an airstrike?
You should expect everything. You should expect everything.
Well, there you have it. If there was ever any clearer need for the U.S. to attack Syria, then we haven't seen it. Because I know that the U.S. versus Syria is the geopolitical equivalent of King Kong fighting a dwarf with both its hands tied behind its back. But how dare Syrian President Bashar al-Assad tell Bilderberg member Charlie Rose that he will fight back, that he will respond in any way to Obama's humanitarian love bombs. He should thank Obama for every single bomb that falls on Damascus.
That's right. Absolutely. That's logic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You know, watching what the degenerate Western powers do to countries that they militarily have 100-to-1 superiority on is disgusting. But watching all the sycophantic pundits licking their lips talking about a war when most of them have these Ivy League pedigrees and have never been in the military and never even been in a fight. And they've got bodyguards I mean, even mid-level reporters now have bodyguards, you know, to go out to dinner. They're so scared of everything. Meanwhile, they're sitting back just, you know, oh, let's back Al-Qaeda mass murdering people. That is the essence of decadence, is to call for war when you're not willing to go out and fight it. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting to watch all these soft, pathetic people joining willingly in the expanded war crimes that have been going on for a very, very, very long time. By the way, we're going to continue with calls and news and get to some domestic news as well. But we have the director of Drive and Only God Forgives, and he's made a lot of other big movies, joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And it's Drive won the Cannes Film Festival back in 2011. Some people got mixed reviews, Only God Forgives. I thought it was a good movie. But we'll see if my allegorical breakdown of it is accurate, according to the director. But he has agreed to come on the show. Is he still in the U.S. or is he joining us from Europe? Is it Skype we got him on? I meant to Skype? Oh, that'll be good. I'm a fan of his work. So we'll get his take on the nature of good and evil with the director. And then, of course, Gosling's in that. He's an interesting actor in his own right. So we'll get his take on that coming up. I said, hey, get that guy on. And it took him a couple of weeks, but he's on, so I'm excited about that. I'm really excited that unless they can launch a quick chemical attack and blame it on Assad, they're not going to be able to really bring the country down. I'm sorry I'm not rooting for Al-Qaeda. I know it means I'm not patriotic. And I can't believe I'm saying that I have to, like, make excuses in front of everybody. I'm sorry I'm not rooting for Al-Qaeda, and now I'm being called anti-Israel. I'm sorry. I'm not rooting for Al-Qaeda. And I know that a lot of people in Israel aren't either. I mean, I have people calling from Israel that are against what's happening. But it doesn't matter. They've got the media out saying I'm bad now. If I don't want to root for Al-Qaeda to blow up all the churches. And I'm also been accused of being pro-military for Egypt because I'm against turning that country over to folks that are crucifying Christians in the streets. It's just crazy. But the good news is everybody's turning against this. The bad news is the empire is going to probably try to strike back some way. Let's talk to Good Crisis. Good Crisis, so you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling in about, you know, Rahm Emanuel's Don't Let Any Good Crisis Go to Waste, and maybe we just take a page out of their book, you know, have Mr. Slick once every hour do a little, you know, piece on calling your congressman about hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water, how Al-Qaeda needs us healthy to help
Don't
them.
Take the water. Keep the fluoride in. Harvard says it gives you cancer, and there's too many people. It's good. You don't need a high IQ to then question us. Just drink it and feel good, and we'll run things. Be sure and give your donation to NPR as well. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I think everybody should realize that, you know, the New World Order's black heart has skipped a beat because of Alex Jones. They've missed a step. They need to be aware of it.
Their black heart has skipped a beat. That sounds kind of racist.
Definitely, yeah.
Nick, you're not going to – hold on. I notice Arby's has a brown bag special going right now. It's a brown bag. That's racist. Whoa. We have Austinites signing petitions to arrest people that have brown bags. That's coming up in Obama Deception, too. God bless you, Good Crisis.
We all need lower IQs to serve the homeland. It makes us behave better. Like...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.